the medical doctor as well. And good evening. So, I'm honored to speak at this event on behalf of all Asians. I'm here to share my experience with MAF, Medical Aid to AD, and to thank you for your support. My name is Benushka Pierre. I'm from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. After graduating from medical school, I began my residency in anesthesiology and intensive care at the State University Hospital in Haiti in 2013. My journey with MAF started with an invitation from my friend and fellow resident, Esther Antoine. She was from Damari and invited me to join a medical mission. Of course, I said yes. The journey was from the airport in Port-au-Prince to Jeremy, and also you can imagine rocky and dusty road that followed, and it was the first challenge. But we overcame it because of the wonderful teamwork, Asian and USA together. When I arrived in Damari, I quickly joined the anesthesia team with Toby, Dennis, Clark, and Valerie Rossetti. Their knowledge and their kindness, their empathy made their work exceptional. I want to share a memorable surgical case I experienced with MAF. For privacy, I will call the patient Kitma. Kitma needed a thyroidectomy, a surgery with a high risk of airway complications. Many other organizations had turned her away, but MAF faced the challenge. They created a special tool to ensure her safety, and the surgery was a success. Thank you for that. I translate for Kitma when she wanted to thank the team. She started by saying, "Because of you, I now feel like a human." I was stunned when I heard someone said, "Now I'm like a human." And she continued, "I'm a teacher. My young students could not understand my condition. I often struggle to answer their questions and try to avoid people's stares." The first in this newsletter, Helping Asians Heal Asians, truly explains the long-term impact of this mission. The MAF team touched the local staff. Kathy did an amazing job training the nurses, and Dr. Michael Bock taught the obstetricians. I personally learned skills that have helped me throughout my entire career. The Hospital of Damari is a community hospital. You might not believe me, but I use medications there that I never had access to at the main university hospital. I'm not kidding. After Kitma's surgery, the team equipped the operating room with a video laryngoscope. And also in this operating room, I saw defibrillators, cardiac monitors, even if incubators for babies. Later, when I went to the University of Picardy Jules Verne in France to specialize in critical care, the knowledge I gained with MAF was incredibly useful. And thank you again. I would summarize MAF with one phrase: problem solving. For every problem, the next mission, they brought a solution. Haiti's political and social problems are a great challenge. They affect the daily lives of the people and force many professionals to leave the country. These problems also make it difficult for humanitarian aid to reach the most vulnerable populations. Despite the situation, there are still institutions and professionals who continue to believe and fight. Dr. Wilkins Gilbert is one of them. He works every day at Bellevue Lamontagne Hospital to meet the needs of his community, where outside help is more necessary than ever. Tonight, I want to take this opportunity to thank you. And I will say it in Creole. Merci en pile pour si pour nous. Thank you so much for your support. There is more joy in giving than in receiving. Thank you to the board and the administration for all your work you have done. We cannot put a price on every life saved, but your donations are what make it possible to save lives. My experience with MAF will always be memorable. This organization is a true model of how to value human beings in every way. Sometimes we don't realize the impact of your support, and your support can have many, many changes in life. I was able to be part of this impact because of MAF, and MAF was able to organize this mission because of your support, of course. Thank you again, and thank you so much.